You're listening to
Sounds Around Town.
I'm your host, Al Loya. I hope that you all had an enjoyable 4th of July and didn't lose any digits popping those fireworks. I know I enjoyed the 4th of July. It was a wonderful experience with all the fireworks and everything, and just good food, good booze, and just having a good time with the family. I hope you enjoyed yours. Today's podcast, we'll be talking about getting free publicity, radio airplay, and how to develop a fan base. For bands who have been rehearsing and are ready to do shows, you need a demo kit. It requires a nice folder. On the outside of the folder, you should place a sticker with your band's logo. The sticker should have your contact information on it. The folder should have a slit on the inside pocket so a business card can be secured. Inside the folder, there should be an 8.5x11 black and white glossy of the band. It should also contain a biography of the band and a list of accomplishments. You should also have some press clippings and a set list of songs. There is no need for fancy artwork on your demo. All you need is your band's name and contact information, along with the song titles that are on the CD. The folder and the CD can lose one another, so it's a good idea to have contact information on the CD itself. Make it easy for anyone to contact you and book you for a show. So what's next? You have probably landed a gig or two by now, and this is where the job begins. Some clubs have websites where they promote the bands that will be playing there for the month, yet some of these are not kept up, and other clubs just don't. Some clubs put ads in the local paper and weekly publications. Some don't. Bottom line, it's your job to get people into the club. Some clubs actually charge new bands a fee to play in their establishment. The argument is that the club is putting themselves on the line for an unknown band or artist, and the fee is a way to prove to management that you would put forth an effort to promote the show. So, here's what you do. Make flyers on colorful paper, pin them up all over the club. Drop some off at local record shops, video stores, arcades, laundromats, and music stores, anywhere that people hang out. Call your friends, tell them to invite their friends. Tell your coworkers and have them invite their friends. Tell your bandmates to do the same. It will be slow at first, but you must get the word out. No one said this is going to be easy. At your gigs, you need to be constantly promoting your band. Make the audience survey cards and place pencils and pens on the tables and ask them to fill them out. Get a friend or significant other to pass around a notebook in order to get email addresses. Most people won't have a problem giving you an email address. This makes it easier on you to let people know who are interested in your music, where and when you will be performing next. Set up a table with any swag that you may have for sale, like CDs, t-shirts, or any other promotional items. Have you ever wanted to record your music at a studio, but thought, we just don't have the money? Well, In the Jar Studios can help you with that.
Our rates are very reasonable. You can book quarter day, half day, or full day. We have a recording package that fits your needs.
For more information, please visit our website at www.inthejarstudios.com. As a musician, I personally know that promoting a band is an expensive venture. You have the cost of taking pictures, recording demos, CD duplication, flyers, ads in the local paper, mailouts, not to mention pounding the pavement to get the gigs. But there is free publicity at your disposal. How do I get some of this free publicity, you may ask? Well, here's a nifty idea. Call up some local charities in your area. See if they have any events in the near future. Ask if you can submit a promo package and that you would be willing to put a show on for free in exchange for adding your name on any promotional materials. Yes, I did say that you would be doing a show for free. And the reason is that charity events are newsworthy, unlike a band playing at a local nightclub. If you're lucky, you may get your band or artist name on the local radio station when and if they make these kind of announcements. A charity event is covered most of the time by local newspapers, television stations, and radio stations as well. This kind of publicity is very expensive, and especially when it's coming out of your pocket. And yet, for a few hours of your time, you have gotten publicity that would have otherwise cost you a large sum of money. Not to mention that you look like a hero in doing something to help a worthy cause. So it's a win-win situation. This will also help you obtain a press kit. So now you've done some shows and received some good publicity. Now you need to develop a fan base. Learn new material, work on keeping your act fresh. This will help keep your fans interested in coming back to see you again. If you put on the same show every time, they won't come out as often. Shake hands and acknowledge them. This kind of schmoozing goes a long way. Give away a CD or two. Rile them up. Try and get audience participation. Smile and put on a good show. Always thank them for coming out and let them know of any new show dates coming up. Invite your fans to videotape the band. This will give you an idea of how well you are doing on the stage. Ask the person to donate the tape in return for a free CD or a song dedication. Folks just love to be acknowledged, so let them know that they're being recorded and see how they act then. This makes for great documentation for your progress as an act. Your next logical step is to try to get some radio airplay. First, do your homework. Find out which radio stations in your general area plays the style of music that your band plays. College radio is a good start for an independent artist. Choose a small number of stations in a 50-mile radius of your home base and concentrate on those. Contact them and let them know you're an independent with a new release. Find out the name of the program director, the music director, and the DJ who has a show that plays your style of music. The key person on the list will be the music director, since he determines what gets played on the air. The best format for the radio is CD. The reason for that is a CD can be cued easily to any song. Even though you may submit a CD with numerous songs on it, it's a good idea to select the strongest song that you deem most radio friendly. This makes the DJ's job a lot easier by telling them which cut they need to play. Also, include a complete press kit with biography of the band, include a picture, favorable press clippings, etc. It should also include other radio station call letters that have agreed to play your songs. Include a DJ response card, which is nothing more than a self-addressed postcard that asks three simple questions. Will this recording receive airplay at your station? Which cuts? Would you be interested in an interview? And leave room for comments. This information is important if you are to be successful. I know I've mentioned this in prior podcasts, but this is very important information. A good way to maximize your exposure to get friends and family and bandmates to call and request a song on a regular basis. Even though your song may not be played, keep your name in the ear of the people who can help you. Every time you play out, tell the fans that your songs are being played. Ask them to request the station to play your music. This is a must if you want to succeed. Now, you may have college radio stations playing your song. You may think it's all gravy, but you must network now. Try and get involved in the school's entertainment scene by contacting those who hire talent. Mention that you're getting airplay on the college radio station. This information can be obtained through the student activity office. Distribute giveaways. Provide the station with free tickets to a show, bumper stickers, t-shirts, etc. This is a great way to get publicity. So there you have it, people.
Bye. Hasta la vista, baby.
This concludes In the Jar Studios.
Sounds Around Town.
If you have any comments about this particular podcast or have a suggestion for a future podcast, drop us a line. Our email address is srtmail@earthlink.net.
This is Yo-Yo Sugar Nasty saying goodbye, everybody. Sugar Nasty. Yeah.